In many ways, the IBEW's tripartite structure that is embedded in our governing document is a microcosm of our greater republic. Each local union is managed by a principal officer, the business manager. These officers are directly accountable to the rank and file members for any action they may take. Local One's Frank Jacobs has said it many times. I work for the members, not the other way around. IBEW members have direct access to their principal officers at any time. And now, through our weekly Microsoft Teams live events, so do you. Go to jointheibw.org and visit the Ask the Business Managers tab or IBEW Local One's Facebook page and click on the event link. We recommend you join anonymously and enter your questions in the chat window. If you missed our most recent event, here is a preview.
Good evening. My name is Frank Jacobs. I'm the business manager of IBEW Local One in St. Louis. And joining me tonight is Chris Hankins, the business manager of local IBEW Local 309 right across the river. And hopefully you know that Local One is attempting to get authorization cards signed and collected for members of Local 57. This will give you the opportunity to vote on your representation and who represents you in your electrical industry. There's only one way that you're going to get that opportunity, and that's going to be through the signature of an authorization card. Certainly don't count on somebody else to sign it. If you want the ability to vote, put that on yourself to sign that authorization card. I'm sure you're getting a lot of information that that somebody's going to find out about the authorization cards. Let me assure you that the only people that will know about that authorization card is you, the organizer, and then anybody you would tell. Because once we get the authorization cards, we turn them into the Department of Labor, and the Department of Labor gives that information to no one. They do not give it to the Carpenters District Council, and they do not give it to your contractor. The IBEW has a vested interest in our electrical industry. We defend what we do every day. As our business reps are out on our jobs, we're making sure that our contractors adhere to our contract. We've been on Local 57 jobs, and we made sure that the Local 57 contractors adhere to either state or federal law. You know, the IBEW has been successful in getting tens of thousands of dollars for Local 57 members for wages that they were owed because they're on a prevailing wage job or a Davis-Bacon job, and the contractor was not paying them the proper wage. One of the benefits of being in the IBEW, you have a voice and a vote. You'll have the ability to vote on your contract. You'll have ability to voice your opinion on that contract. You'll have the ability to submit suggestions for that contract. But in the end, you will vote on your contract. Our last negotiated contract took three times for it to get it to pass. And with that contract, we got 4% raises across 3 years. Our members stood together, members made their voices heard, and we got a great contract. Besides that, we also got some double time language back on Saturdays, and we got double time language back during the week. One thing that's very different between the IBEW and the Carpenters District Council is you will vote for me. And if you're in 309, you will vote for Chris. We are the primary officers of the local union, and you vote every 3 years for who those individuals are going to be. You don't vote for Gary Perrinar. He's your primary officer, and you're about as far away from being able to vote for him as you can be. With that, I'll turn it over to Chris, see if he's got anything to add.
Yeah, Frank, I think those were great examples of what we're trying to do here and what the difference is. You know, we're invested in this industry because we are electricians, we are electrical workers. We aren't representing a different craft. I think that is a big thing. I think, just like you said, we're helping all of the industry. we're making sure everybody's getting what they're supposed to by law, whether it's prevailing wage or federal Davis-Bacon. We're making sure of that. Representation is a key thing, and you said it spot on. You know, the business manager of each local is up for election every 3 years, and if we don't do our job representing the members, they're going to pick somebody else to do it. So we have a huge vested interest in doing our job well versus maybe somebody at a different union who is not held to those same standards. You mentioned your contract taking 3 times to get voted in. The membership has the key power there, and we're going to have contract negotiations this summer, and I think it's going to be a good heated discussion where we think this is the right time to make steps forward in our contract. I love what you got. I think that double time through the week, double time on Saturday, those were great things, amazing accomplishments in a contract. And I'm sure you guys are the same way as us. We bring a couple rank and file electricians in to negotiations that really brings the group of workers into the contract, and they can air what they think. We know certain things. They have maybe a different opinion on different issues from the field. So that lets them be a part of the negotiation, which they don't have at their current union. It lets them pick the people that are on the negotiating team, and it lets them directly elect their leadership, which is a huge power for a group. And over in 309, we've had a couple business managers get beat over the years for whatever reasons. And it just shows how important that is. The representation that we're going to bring, we're not looking to change a ton of stuff, but what they're paying for and what they're getting, the representation is the biggest thing we can bring to them. And when they got an issue, they can feel safe to contact us, and we'll represent them. We're not going to tell the contractor who called. We're going to work for them because that's what our primary job is. But I think you hit all the great points, Frank. I agree with all of them. Thank you.